been talking a lot over the past several weeks about potential. I want to continue on with that subject. And I remember something that Bruce said. He said, if you have $1 billion in the bank, but you don't do anything with it, what good is it? So we're going to delve a little bit further into it. Father, I just give you thanks for today. Thank you for your word. Father, I just ask that you would be with us this morning. Father, give us ears to hear and a heart to receive. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Potential is that which has power or potency that can, but has not yet come into existence or sight. It is unexposed ability, reserved power, untapped strength, hidden talent, or dormant gifts. Potential exists in possibility, not reality yet. And God has given us access to incredible power. But if we fail to use all that he has for us, what good is it? You know, the potential that we're talking about is how far you can go, not alone, but with God. And guess what? He has great expectations for you. Yes. Great expectations for you. You know, how many of us as parents would enjoy seeing our kids that we give gifts to just to see them put it aside and do nothing with? I know I wouldn't care for that as a parent. So now imagine God giving you a gift that you're not using. You know, all this talk about potential kind of led me to think of a scientific explanation for it. So what I thought of was, science is such a wonderful thing. God created science, right? You know, he's the one that put everything in order. He's the one that created things. Now, man makes things, but he makes things out of things that are already created. So when, man says, well, we made this. Well, you may have made it, manufactured it, but you only did it with the things that God created and using the science that God created. You know, it's kind of funny that man is still discovering the things that God put in place years and years and years and years ago. They come up with these new things. That's not new to God. He spoke it already. It was in existence. Man is just learning things about it. Now back to our science lesson. First off, energy is the capacity to do work, and there are two primary types of energy: potential energy and kinetic energy, right? Now, potential energy has the potential of doing work, or in other words, stored energy, or the energy of what can be. Kinetic energy is when potential energy is released, the energy of what is, energy of doing something. I want to look at the hydroelectric dam, Hoover Dam, down on the border of Arizona and Nevada. Years ago, I took a tour, and this is back when they would allow the tours to go down into the dam, go all the way down, see the generators, and then walk out on the other side of the dam. So here you are looking up at this incredible, incredible structure. And, you say, okay, there's a lot of water on the other side of that thing. What happens if a little crack happens? They're going to find me out in California, Just find me downriver. It can create 2,000 megawatts of electricity when all of its generators are operating at full capacity. And that's enough to give power to over 1 million people. That's a lot of power. That's nothing compared to what we have access to. Okay, here's a little review. Potential, or the power of what can be becomes kinetic, the power of doing something when potential is released into action. I'm saying that potential is good, the gift of possibilities, and we all have this, but unless it's released and used, it's useless. Like that $1 billion that's sitting in the bank. It's useless unless you tap into it and use it. Look at the 12 apostles. Fishermen, tax collectors, zealots, sons of thunder, and others. Yet Jesus knew their potential. And what happened? He released it, and those 12 changed the world. Potential put into action. Changed the world then, continues to change the world. I realize some of what I'm going to say is going to be harsh, but there are just way too many Christians just sitting on the sidelines, allowing their God-given potential to be wasted by doing nothing for the kingdom. That is so sad. So sad. James 1, 22, 23 says, "But prove yourself doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves." Doers of the word, taking potential, turning it into kinetic energy, doing something. God's called us to be doers, and as doers, we have access to his power to be about the Father's business. It's nothing that we should be using for self-aggrandizement, bring attention to ourselves. We're to be about the Father's business. To expand the kingdom. Ephesians 3:20. I'm reading out of the Amplified because I thought this was so good. "Now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly more than all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to his power that is in work within us." I love that. Super abundantly, beyond what we can imagine. That's what we can do. If we just take the potential that he's given us, put it into action. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear or timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." Now, the Greek word for power in these scriptures is dunamis. I remember Terry talking about the dunamis power, brother. It refers to miraculous power or marvelous works, as well as moral power and excellence of the soul. It is loosely translated as strength, power, or ability, and is the root word of English words such as dynamite, dynamo, and dynamic. Those are all action words. Action. Not potential, action. Jesus speaking in John 14, 12 through 13. "I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me," that means us, right? That means us. He's talking about us. "Anyone, us, will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these. Because I'm going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name." Why? "So that the Son may be bring glory to the Father." Now take a moment and let that sink in. Remember all the things that Jesus did during his ministry. Some pretty cool things, right? And Jesus says that those that believe in him, us, are going to do greater than what he did. That's not me saying it. That's Jesus. If that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what will. Doing great things. Healing the sick? No problem. Right? Feeding the 1,000? Yep. Raising the dead, check. The things that he's done, we're going to do, and we're going to do to a greater degree. He said it, and it's a yes and amen. How can I be sure? Luke 1, 37. For with God, nothing is or ever shall be impossible. Not, well, this is kind of difficult over here. This is the easy stuff over here. I'll take the easy stuff. Nothing is or ever shall be impossible. God said it. I believe it. That is the kind of power which we have access to. We're going to use it to bring glory to him. The potential is in all of us as believers, and we need to believe it, release it, and do it. Be the doers. I want us to be like those faithful servants found in Matthew 25, the parable of the talents, where the master says, "Well done, good and faithful servants. You have been faithful with a few things. I'm going to put you in charge of many things." According to this scripture, it seems that as long as we faithfully use the gifts, talents, and abilities that he gives us, he will put you in charge of many things. Is any job too small for you? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Be faithful in the small, and it's going to give you the large. Well, I can't teach kids, church. That's just not my calling. Be faithful in the small. Well, I don't know if I can do that. I just don't really feel like it. I'm waiting for me to be able to preach up here. Be faithful in the small. Be faithful in the small. And you're going to be given more. You know, we all have a part to play in God's kingdom, each and every one of us. There should be no bystanders in the church. 1 Corinthians 12:14 says, "For the body is not one member, but many." Leaders in this church, we're not the church. We're all the church. And we need to be the church out there. In order for the body to function, every member must do their part. In Ephesians 4, 11 through 13. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. Why? To prepare God's people for works of service. Why? So that the body of Christ may be built up. Why? Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, become mature, attaining the whole measure and fullness of Christ. Jesus didn't tell the sinners to go to church. He told the church to go to the sinners. Right? That's out there. So be released to do that. Father, I just pray right now for each and every person in here, Lord, that they would be your church out in this community, Father, that they would touch hearts, Father, that they would take your word, your gospel, the good news to the lost and dying people that are out there just waiting to hear the good news, Father, because there's so much stuff going on in this country. They need to hear the good news. The good news is Jesus came, paid the price for our sins, died on the cross, resurrected, and is now sitting at the right hand, washed away our sins. Father, that's good news. That is good news. Hallelujah. You know, get back to the other scripture. We need to be doers. We need to be taking the word out there. I'm going to leave you with this. If we were to believe in ourselves just half as much as God believes in us, we would do amazing things with our lives in the kingdom.